right. We're on the air with Kimberly.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Okay, cool. So you're thinking about doing a show here at the studio.
I am.
And tell us a little bit about your show and your background.
So my background is that I'm a journalism major and I absolutely love talking about sex. I currently pose as a porn star and I send out a bunch of emails to a lot of fun guys who get very excited. And all this stuff is just sex techniques and different tips to kind of get your woman going. It's all based for men. My show that I would like to do is trying to talk about different topics of sex. One of the biggest topics I want to mention or start talking about is the beginner's guide to anal, and kind of talk to you men mostly, actually, about trying to get your woman to be interested in trying anal. That's the first part that you want to really get, because a lot of women are very afraid of it. The first thing
why do you think they're afraid of it? Why do men want to do that so badly?
I think it's forbidden. I think it's forbidden.
It's because it's taboo, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So they want to be able to put their dick where it's not supposed to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think for women, they don't want to do it. The first thing they think of probably is the poop factor. They think that, you know, it's basically a one-way party. Things come out and that is it. They don't want anything to go in. Feels weird. They feel like it's going to hurt, which it should never hurt. And they feel like, you know, some stuff's going to come on out. It's going to be embarrassing. It's not going to be a good experience. And some girls probably had a really crappy experience, and they will never try it again.
No pun intended.
No. No pun intended.
So as you're writing this article, are you drawing from your own personal experiences?
A little bit, yeah, actually. I used to be very, very against it. I never wanted to try it. I was always disgusted. I was always afraid. But once I kind of got past that and did some research and kind of figure out how to make myself comfortable, and then, of course, finding the right person to make me comfortable as well, I realized what I was missing out on.
Lots of lube.
Lots of lube, and not just any lube. You don't want to use like oily lube, because then it kind of drips on to other areas where you don't want it to be. You don't want to really use, you want to use something that's water-based, something that is very thick, and you don't really want to use spit. It's just, it's not the same. It's really not the same.
Spit, that doesn't sound good.
A lot of people are like, oh, just spit. I have no lube. You need lube. You really need lube, I'm telling you.
So you spent some time writing for Vice.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do with Vice?
I was a total nerd, actually, when I was writing for Vice. I wrote for Motherboard. It is their science and technology blog. So I wrote about dolphins and electrolytes. I wrote about this woman who was obsessed with robots. And she, if she could, she said she would try to have sex with a robot. This also includes MacBooks, any kind of laptops, any sort of electronics. She was completely obsessed with them. She used to write books on it, so I did an interview with her, and she was probably one of the most interesting people I've ever met.
So you get pretty geeky, too. That's cool.
I do get geeky, yeah. Most of the content was technology or science-based. Definitely different than what I'm used to, but once I got used to it and started, you know, talking to the people that I was working with, it became really fun.
Tell me about one of the articles that you did that you're most proud of.
The most proud was probably the sex robots one.
Yeah.
The interview just went really well. We really connected.
Is there a Japanese connection to this somehow?
No.
No?
No. Oh, surprisingly, okay. No. But she was really cool when I spoke with her, and we got along very well, and the topic was just so, I was very caught off guard when I heard this topic, and I found her online. I found one of her segments she wrote in magazines. And she's just so obsessed with electronics and how they work. And it was just a really cool article. I put it together. It got a lot of viewers, a lot of reads on there. It was on Reddit. And it was just something that I was really proud of.
So why do you want to do a radio show? What is compelling you to bare your soul this way on the air for the public to listen to?
First, it's different. It's not something that I've ever thought that I'd be interested in. And after someone bring it to my attention, I said, why the hell not? I feel like it would be very fun. I feel like I'm an outgoing person, once I get comfortable at least. And I have a lot to talk about, especially with personal experiences and the job that I have now. I just feel like I've dealt with a lot in my life, and I think it'd be really fun to share it with people. I also feel like I'm, you know, I can connect with people on a very personal level. And if someone can connect to you and feel that they can trust you or relate to you in any way, it would make a show very successful.
You're still pretty young. What would you say to some people that would say, you don't know anything, kid, you still got a lot to learn?
Well, I mean, it's true. I still do have a lot to learn, but I feel like I've learned a lot from now. Well, from then until now. I'm still learning. Everybody's still learning. You never stop learning. It doesn't matter. But for example, the topic on sex, that is something that I really am passionate about. Not just physically, but I really like talking about it and learning about it. And I'm very open with it. I find that it's a very fun topic to discuss, and a lot of people are very taken back. Some people aren't comfortable with it. It's still kind of taboo, even though it's not. So I just feel like being comfortable and wanting to discuss something and talk about something, especially a topic you're passionate about, kind of makes you better at it. So it doesn't matter if I haven't had enough experiences in my life, and I am still young, but I've had a lot of experiences on that topic, and I think that's what that's what makes it different in comparison to other aspects of my life.
Who was the last person that really pissed you off?
My old best friend Matt.
What happened?
He's been my best friend. Well, not anymore, but he was my best friend for 12 years. And he used to go on tour a lot. And so we went through a lot. We were in love with each other. We obviously had a lot of sex, but we never told anybody that we were together because we weren't official. It was just something that everybody kind of knew, like, oh, Matt, that's the guy you're with, right? And I just,
but why
yeah,
not
sure.
make it official?
I was too afraid. I didn't really want it to be official.
So it was you that didn't want it official.
Yeah, pretty much. But we stayed good friends. That was our thing. And he used to go on tour a lot and leave me at the curb crying. And then I decided to move to New York. So I moved and he got really upset and we stayed in touch and everything was going really well. And I told him when I first met him as a joke, I said, the one thing that you will do, then I will never speak to you again, is you fuck my mom or you fuck my sister. And when I went to New York, he fucked my sister. And I found out through mutual friends. And I mentioned it to him, and he just completely refused. He said, nope, it's not true, it's not true, it's not true. I heard it from another friend. I brought it up to my sister, and it took my sister, I think, about 2 tries to finally tell me the truth because she could tell that I knew she was lying. She's not a good liar at all.
What about your sister fucking your guy?
You know what? She's my sister. She's my family. So I'm kind of forced to forgive her in a way. She's also really young. She's 23. And this happened when she was like 21, I think. So, I mean, she's kind of dumb. She can make mistakes. It's okay. And I still love her for it. But as for my friend, I do not talk to him anymore.
That was it.
That was it. That was the one thing I told him not to do. I'm surprised he didn't fuck my mom, too.
Is your mom pretty hot?
I like to think so. My friends think so. She's a pretty attractive lady.
So, but that's weird though, because you know, you didn't want to make it official, but yet you kind of put these boundaries on him. And
I did.
I don't know.
I did. No, it's totally true. I did. One of the biggest things is because he left so much. He was in a band, so he used to go on tour a lot. And
big,
I got
big band.
No, just like a bluesy band, but they were starting to get big and. That was one thing that he had a really big passion for, and I told him that I would never take that away. But him leaving me home all the time, you know, I started to get fed up. I didn't want to be in a relationship with someone that was going to constantly leave. Now, it's completely different. If it was so, I would be okay with it now just because I don't want to be around the person that I'm with consistently. So, it's funny how it changes, but yeah.
So, did you guys have an open relationship? I mean, you put those two boundaries on him, your mom and your sister, but what about he's on tour, some hot chick comes up to him after the show. Was that open? Because you weren't official.
It was a don't ask, don't tell.
I see.
Don't ask, don't tell. That's pretty much how it went. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you. This was fun.
And do you like to be called Kimberly?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.